day work?
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello, Scott Zolak.
Hey,
how
Mark
many
Bertrand.
More of those Gronk takes are you going to blow in the crossover? You got Jim all mad at you back.
What's
there.
His problem?
Well, he's got a good point. You have a tendency of doing that. You had a lot of thoughts on your brain.
Yep.
You got to slow down. Slow down.
You want to know what Zoe thinks about the topic of the day? Just listen to the crossover.
Calm down.
What, people aren't going to hang over for the start of our show based on my commentary in the crossover?
Don't give it all up too soon, Zoe.
You know what? I'll just come in here and say, you know what? You start doing a crossover.
He's wait a minute. Hold on. I'm totally derailed now. Like,
you can do it.
Looking at you, you scotch taped the glasses.
I had a
scotch.
My screw fell out.
Scotch taped them.
My screw fell out.
Your screw fell out a
that
month
son
ago.
Of a bitch of screws. And I keep putting it back in. It keeps falling out. You know what I like about
now he's just going straight scotch tape on the Ray-Bans.
You know what? I love when Dan Roach fills in.
Did you find scotch tape here in the building?
I found a tiny piece. Mingles found it. I love when Dan Roach is in because his ass is so wide and warm that he just completely engulfs his chair. My chair is on fire from him sitting in it. McCona, button the top button on your
Speaking
shirt. Maybe you'll have a little more of an electric headline. At the bottom of the hour, I mean, there you go.
McCone's
loosen
here.
It up,
Hardy's
buddy.
Out today.
Hardy's out.
Hardy's a late scratch.
Fred was out today. Shocker on a Monday.
Speaking of which, Jim, this brings up another thing before we get to Rob Gronkowski. Last Friday, I stopped into the Staples right by the station.
What'd you do?
Right up the block here.
Yeah. What'd you buy?
And it was probably, it was like 9:48, and I was in the Staples buying a couple packages of pens. And the woman looks at me, comes up, and she's like, I just want to let you know I'm a huge fan of your show.
Nice.
I'm like, thank you very much. Yeah. And she's like, she looks at her watch and goes, I know, I'm on the air in like 10 minutes, but I got to get pens. There's like no pens in our office.
Pens, highlighters. I think, Jim, do you
think there's no pens? And I needed to get some pens.
Because the Staples or go to Dorchester and get them.
Yeah.
What do we do for weeklies here? Do like 11s, 12s?
No pens.
Like, on a good week, we'll do a 14, 15, right? On a good week, weeklies. For rating.
There's a couple in here, but look, I mean, this thing is gross.
I mean,
I don't even think there's any ink in the pen.
We have a great lead-in. We got a fantastic, our lead-in and the show after us are on simulcast. Everybody's doing well, banging it out. Sales is crushing it. And our producers all share a highlighter.
State of affairs here. We got to get out of here.
We haven't had water.
We got to get out of here.
We haven't had any water.
No
in the bottom
water deliveries.
We can go on the second floor for water.
I do. It's a good workout for me. It makes me at least go up and downstairs. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, can we get to the
let's do it.
Football news of the weekend?
Yeah.
We have other stuff to get to today. We will get to the Bruins and the Red Sox and even the Final Four today. I don't want to call it a re-entry Monday, but the space station did come into orbit last night and then burned up on re-entry.
Yep.
We'll get to that today, too. But let's start with this story because I think it was kind of a big one in terms of reporting goes on the Patriots offseason and their current situation. Jeff Darlington, who is now employed by ESPN. More on Jeff Darlington in a moment, but here he is explaining the current situation between Rob Gronkowski, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots.
Well, there are some disjointed relationships right now within the Patriots organization. We'll get to that in a moment. Very loaded comment by me. But the one relationship that is still as strong as ever is the one between Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Gronkowski is truly considering retirement and was really even in the regular season because of the physical and mental anguish that he was feeling as a result of the 2017 season. But Tom Brady is the strong force in his mind right now. If Tom is committed, then Gronkowski feels like he is committed. And I think that that goes a long way. The on-field relationship, but also the off-field relationship for Gronkowski right now speaks volumes about where those two stand.
Ooh, when you say disjointed relationships,
yes.
Are you alluding
to
one
that?
Between Gronk and Bill Belichick?
Yes, whoa, I am. Whoa. And I want to be clear here. This is
who's that?
Woo-woo.
She used to work in Nesson, right?
Who is that?
What's
I
her name?
I am going to inject
is
my commentary.
Elle Duncan. Yes, yes, yes.
I didn't dig her on Nesson. That was her?
You didn't dig her on Nesson?
No, I thought she was one of her. I thought she was one of the.
Remember,
glad, I'm glad
ESPN's
got her.
Remember that?
I really don't watch.
She had some issues there in Atlanta or
really?
Something?
Wasn't I did not,
that? Yeah, yeah.
Didn't
that
know.
That was like a big deal when they hired like big controversy.
I don't know anything.
Controversy.
I don't know anything.
Nesson will hire anybody.
Yeah, she made me not watch Nesson. Not that I watch Nesson, but I'm glad she's on ESPN because I don't
right.
watch that.
We're getting sidetracked. How about that report?
Between Gronk and Bill Belichick?
Yes, I am. And I want to be clear here. This is not an irreconcilable situation. This is something where many around both people feel like time could ease this bit of disjointed nature between the two. But we're talking about frustrations on both sides of the aisle here. For Gronkowski, he is just physically and mentally spent and doesn't feel like much has changed this offseason to make him think that that's going to be any different this coming year. That being said, like I mentioned, he is, quote, pretty certain he'll come back as long as Brady's committed. Belichick is a little bit frustrated because he feels like Gronkowski is not, quote, all in, which is obviously a critical component to his blueprint. He has cited things to people close to him as nuanced as an Instagram post that Gronkowski posted about Danny Amendola signing with the Miami Dolphins, mm-hmm. under which he said, be free, be happy. That didn't wow. exactly make Belichick yeah. very happy. He was reading the underlying message there. He wants to know that Gronkowski is all in. Guys, it is a fluid situation, but one that I believe can be rectified in the coming days, weeks, and perhaps months.
That is Jeff Darlington on ESPN talking about Rob Gronkowski's Instagram post that we've spent time talking about, but it definitely caught the attention of the Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick, when he told Danny Amendola to be free, to go to Miami.
See, people say, well, Bill doesn't read this stuff, this and that, but I know that Bill has somebody that reads social media for him and keeps him alert to things.
So it's now an issue. The passive-aggressive social media posting of Rob Gronkowski has caught the attention of his head coach, and now it's an issue. One more thing to add into this. There's a lot to pick apart there, including the Brady element of it and the reporter himself, Jeff Darlington. You might be asking yourself, who the hell is Jeff Darlington to get a story like this? Got a theory on that coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Belichick is a little bit frustrated because he feels like Gronkowski is not, quote, all in, which is obviously a critical component to his blueprint. He has cited things to people close to him as nuanced as an Instagram post that Gronkowski posted about Danny Amendola signing with the Miami Dolphins, mm-hmm. under which he said, be free, be happy. That didn't wow. exactly make Belichick very happy. He was reading the underlying message there.
The voice of Jeff Darlington on ESPN. He's been at ESPN for a couple of years now. Prior to that, he was at NFL Network for 5 or 6 years. 5 years there. And prior to that, he spent 6 years covering the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald. So he is a Miami-based guy. Still, as far as I know, resides in that area. Where Rob Gronkowski has spent the last couple of weeks at a minimum. Where his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, is based and is also where Bill Belichick spent time at a pro day at the Dolphins facility a couple of weeks ago when I believe Jeff Darlington had tweeted about it.
Mm-hmm. No, that was Salguero.
No, I know, but yeah. He then
okay.
retweeted, I believe, and commented on it. Something along those lines. So he was definitely aware at the time that Bill was there. So, you've got everybody who was in the Miami orbit in the last few weeks. And that's where Jeff Darlington is based, and I think Darlington's best connection in there is probably to Drew Rosenhaus. It's my guess. Mm-hmm. But either way, I know that everyone here thinks ESPN sucks and fake news and blah. Jeff Darlington's a good reporter.
Yeah, but so
he's not a mudslinger.
They're guys
that's not his deal.
Yeah, you should be able to listen to them because I think they do
Wickersham.
Yeah. That's funny you mentioned Wickersham.
Jeez, like, that guy looks better by the day, doesn't he?
Gives the story life. Life again. And there's some rumors that he's working on something again.
Yeah, you might have another one coming.
Yeah.
Strap yourselves in.
And buckle up.
Might have another one of those.
Look at McCone. Look at McCone.
Look at McCone peek up.
He just woke up.
What?
Wake up, McCone.
You're going to get another Wickersham?
Jesus. Let's go.
Yeah, you might have more material on that front.
Show.
You might have more material
it's
coming
not all
on
sports.
That front.
Oh, energy.
So, okay, we've got an issue between the head coach and Rob Gronkowski, and part of this is related to the social media post. But before we get to that, can I really just hit the stop button in the middle of this thing?
Yeah.
What is this Brady angle that's in this? Oh, well, you know, as long as Tom is committed, Rob will probably be back. Wait a minute. Is that now a question? Is that a real question now?
Who's this positivity doctor? If he's so mentally
no. So,
down, so, Brady's the one that picks you up?
No kidding! But wait, this is a question as to whether or not Tom's back?
I don't think that he's back.
Tom
said, like I mentioned, he is, quote, pretty certain he'll come back as long as Brady's committed.
As long as Brady's committed? Wait, is that...
It is, it's another angle.
That's not a question. What are you talking about?
Are we in or not? This is my hope. I'm not going 8-8 this year. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to sit there in December and call meaningless games. Can't do it. I'm not used to that.
Maybe it's just how the source had phrased that, like with the tone and the inflection. It was, yeah, I mean, come on. As long as Brady's in.
As long as Brady's all in,
it's going to be hard for Gronk to walk away. Where that turns into, well, as long as Brady is in.
Yeah.
Meaning what?
I think he's piggybacking to Tom's timeline. Seriously. I think it's two. I think it's 2 years, both of them. I think he's piggybacking Brady. I'm done when Brady's done. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
That's what you hope he's saying.
That's what he's saying. He's like, he's not going to put forth the mental anguish and the physical anguish.
So that could be an opinion.
To play with a developmental guy or Johnny Manziel.
That could be an opinion of someone close to Gronk and not necessarily the, I'm waiting to see what Tom is doing. Tom is coming back, guys.
Yeah.
He's not walking away.
Here's a question on the timing of the Amendola signing and the Instagram post by Gronkowski. Gronkowski, if he had a vision board, he likes pretty women, right? Many pretty women. Okay? Amendola and Edelman like to have, like, women. The Culpa chick, who Danny Amendola dumped, basically stopped following her on Instagram. And this all happened, like, right when he signed with Miami. We all thought, boy, this makes all the sense in the world because they're both models. He signed a modeling contract. His girlfriend is a big model. They were going to model in South Beach. So Amendola signs there. The day he signs, he dumps her. Or, like, they're not an item anymore. Is Gronkowski that... Is this even more shallow than we give him credit for? That, good for you. She was not good for you. Go be free, be happy. Having nothing to do with football. Having, you know what? I like South Beach, too. Where's Gronk now? Where's Gronk going to buy a house? South Beach. Because he likes the nightlife. He likes the action. You know, the action. Popping, you know? Is this a tweet not even regarding football?
Belichick doesn't think so.
That's true, Jim. And somebody's monitoring social media for Belichick without giving that name out. So I don't think Bill is, like, oblivious to it, even though I don't, my face, my space, my ass, whatever you want to call it, I don't follow any of that bull crap he doesn't.
Okay, let's take the free part of it out.
Yeah.
Go be free. How over the top were the congratulations from guys on this team to guys who departed and went to other teams this offseason?
I don't know. See, I think we're in a different...
Doesn't it feel over the top where these guys are congratulating the guys who are on their way out of town?
Well, I think they all want to make money, right? That's a thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, Deion's always wanted to make money. He's like angry.
Doesn't mean you have to publicly celebrate it. You don't have to publicly celebrate that. You could call the guy on the phone. You could say, Malcolm, hey, it's Tom. You know, the same guy who's called you a number of times after the Super Bowl to check in on you, according to reports and according to you.
Yep.
Hey, I just want to let you know how happy I am for you. That's really great. Yeah. Congratulations. Is that not something you could do anymore? Does it have to be?
I mean, Brady's working his ass off. He makes 24 a year.
I know we live in a different age, but it feels like some of these players have gone above and beyond to congratulate Danny Amendola leaving, Malcolm Butler leaving.
I think this is all Deion Lewis
leaving. It just feels a little over the top, like there's something to it.
It's funny you mention that, because I think this whole social media thing, we're in a different day and age, right, the way things are covered. News breaks on social media. Brady made a big deal about selecting a hat as to which social media medium he was going to use to convey his thoughts and put it out there. He's got his corny TB Times thing that he puts out. He's pumping TB12. You need social media for things. I think this is how these guys communicate with fans. I'll give you a little insight as to how I feel. I don't think they like, meaning the Patriots, like feelings being put out there by players, and it's hard to rein that in on guys. This is all part of maybe that mental strife or strain that these guys feel that, God, we can't even express ourselves on social media. Like, you even want to limit that. We show up, we do what we want to do, we break balls, we play at a high level, we lay it on the line, and we can't even tweet or text or...
I feel like Belichick was using the ultimate, like, sometimes as a coach, you got to use the, you know what, all these guys are pumping these guys up 19-0, all this stuff, and all season long, Belichick's like, I'm going to have to be the a-hole in the room, and I'm going to have to be the one that they hate. They can unite against me, and maybe that's what happened last year. He used that tactic as the coach to be like, I'm the bad guy. We can't use any outside thing to say, this guy's disrespecting you, this guy's disrespecting you. No, I'll just disrespect them and have them be against me to form as one.
Okay, but are we not getting to a point this offseason where you say to both Brady and Gronkowski, if you're Bill, what is your problem, and what do you want from me exactly? How are we going to fix this?
Did this
Tom?
Meeting already happen? Or
what do you want?
Or stuff being regurgitated here? See, that's another thing, too. Like, when do the workouts start? And how do we even know if Gronkowski isn't, like, all in? Bill's been on the road every damn day at every workout. They're not required to be there to work out yet. See, this is all going to come to head when that starts.
I mean, Gronk...
Day one, workouts.
Okay, but Gronk comes out after the Super Bowl and says he's contemplating it, and now you've got all these reports since that he's still up in the air. Wouldn't you start to question whether he's committed or not? That's what Bill has apparently started to do, according to Jeff Darlington. He's sort of questioning, is this guy in or out? Does he want to play or not?
See, and that's why I, the last week, was critical of the dry-humping video of the side of Shaq's head.
I don't get that.
Because it seems like 5 years ago, Gronkowski offseason is back, where he's kind of reined it all in. We talk about him maturing as a player, right? Off the field. It just seems like Party Rob is back.
The meeting whether the meeting happened or not, Gronk's tweet was only 2 weeks ago. His Instagram was only 2 weeks ago. 2.5 weeks ago. So, as of 2.5 weeks ago, Belichick was upset about that Instagram post.
Yep, and I doubt they've spoken since.
I agree with that. I think he's still down. I think he's still down in Florida. And I told you
he was down there before the band's Make Her Dance video came out.
And I do.
And what
know-
did I tell you he was doing?
Looking for houses.
I told you, he was looking for a house.
And I do know this, that when he was back up here, he, who lives in Foxborough, meaning Rob, worked out at TB12. They do have a gym in there. They do have things to work out there. It's pretty nice. Quiet, comfortable. You walk in, it smells like a spa. Doesn't smell like guys' armpits. Jock straps.
I think with everything that's come out here as well, we need to revisit some of the things that Gronkowski said in season.
Oh.
In fact, three separate instances of Gronk talking about the way things are run.
Where we brushed it off at the time.
Yeah, like, we kind of brushed it to the side or laughed it off. And Jeff Darlington tells us that Rob Gronkowski was thinking about this all season long. Was he thinking about it when he made some comments that we will play for you? We have the audio. We'll get to that after these headlines with McCone.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patrice Bergeron scored with less than 5 seconds left in regulation to force overtime yesterday and secure a point for the Bruins. Boston eventually losing 4-3 to the Flyers, but Bruce Cassidy excited about the fight his team showed.
It's been fairly typical of our group. We've done it before where we've played from behind and able to come back and get points out of the game. So our guys know that they're capable of it. I think we got, you know, we never quit on the puck at the end. Obviously, looking back, I'm sure they'd rather they got a good, strong clear, but we stayed with it, made a play, and were able to get one by them. And I think the power play goal before that, you know, gave us the chance. After the 3-1 goal, would have been easy to say, you know, listen, it's been a lot of hockey, but we stuck with it. We're able to get a couple goals, at least get a point out of it.
Bruins visit the Lightning on Tuesday. Red Sox picked up a 2-1 win over the Rays yesterday. J.D. Martinez picking up his first RBI in a Red Sox uniform in the win. Boston taking 3 out of 4 against Tampa Bay. Sox are back at it tonight when they visit the Marlins. Brian Johnson gets the start for Boston. First pitch is at 7:10. National championship game is tonight between Michigan and Villanova. Nova looking for their second championship in 3 years. Michigan looking for their first since 1989. That one tips off at 9:20. And in the NFL, former Jets and Giants quarterback Geno Smith has reached agreement on a one-year deal with the Chargers. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by WestJet Airlines. Now with low-fare daily flights from Boston to Montreal, Toronto, and Halifax. Book now at WestJet.com. I'm Tim McCone in Boston's home for Sports 98.5. The Sports Hub, your next update, 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
What do you think you didn't do well today?
I just got to go out there and just be on top of my game the whole time. I mean, some plays there and there, I do good, and then others, I just feel like I don't got like have it for that one. So just got to play all four quarters, every play to the max.
That's Rob Gronkowski in October. Doesn't feel like himself. Remember that?
That one was a head-scratcher to me. I was sitting near him when he answered that. And I started to finally start thinking that, wow, he's starting to form into shape here. Meaning, we're past the back surgery, and the production's starting to rack up here, and he looks loose. He looks limber. I mean, we said, hey, man, I mean, there's pliability there, just everything. It's just, and he's never a guy that I ever thought that it's either, he gauges things or he could pace himself. It's either switch on or switch off. Remember when he came back for the Jet game a couple years ago? They had like 17 targets to him. He had 11 catches, like wore him out. It's just interesting there. He's like, sometimes I don't feel like myself.
Just feel like I don't got, have it for that one. So just got to play all four quarters, every play to the max.
Like, he wasn't on a pitch count. It wasn't a snap tracker. Some years they bring him in. Remember, it was just like, he's not going to play on first down. We'll put him in on third. It's just, it was a weird comment.
Well, we took it to mean that he was coming back off the back surgery and then finally was starting to get going.
Right.
We thought, he's not backed up to what he normally feels like yet. Well, maybe he wasn't. But maybe we should read into this more than we did at the time.
Like, it's odd that somebody from that team and that organization, and maybe this is the beginning of sort of that friction too, telling you how I exactly feel. I'm letting you know what level I'm physically at. Like, you don't let your opponents know that. That's big on Bill. He's kind of openly talking that I don't have another gear yet. Why are you telling a defense coordinator next week you don't have another gear yet?
But it also speaks to what Jeff Darlington is saying, which is that he's dealt with the physical toll throughout the course of the year. It's becoming a grind.
Mm-hmm.
That was in October. If we could go back to September, there was, again, this is not the same thing. It's not about how he feels physically, but about sort of the atmosphere. I wonder if anyone kind of hears this differently now that we know that there's a little friction within the organization. Here's Gronk talking about not talking about previous games or going back to 2013 with the Luke Kuechly play and the non-call at the end of that game.
Did you hear that Luke Kuechly, when we asked him about the 2013 game, he said, I'm not going to say I got away with one there?
Yeah, that was 2013. Yeah. I don't know. I have to listen about how I went back to 2013. So.
I got you.
Stacy already prepped me too. He's like, you can't talk about that. That was 2013. And I'm like, yeah, only looking forward. But he might be right.
Yeah, guys, I'm not allowed to talk about that. Belichick. Belichick. I'm not allowed to look back to 2013.
Captain Handcuffs.
Luke Kuechly, he might be right.
Yeah, Captain Handcuffs.
I don't want to have to listen about how I went back to 2013.
Yeah, I don't have to listen to it. By the way, while I'm here, I'm going to throw the PR guy under the bus. Stacey James already told me a minute ago, don't talk about 2013. That tells you everybody here behind the scenes already knows what I might want to talk about ahead of time, and they try and cut me off from talking about it. So
they won't let him talk to me anymore. He jokes about it because
In life? Like, talking to Scott Solak?
In interviews. Like, they won't let me do sit-downs with him anymore because they brought him in a production meeting. I think it was his first year or second year. And it's preseason.
And he shoots the breeze like a normal human being.
And he's in there, and I'm like, yeah, Rob, you're so big in the way you affect coverage. I mean, like, what's the ideal coverage for a defense coordinator to defend you? And he goes, I'm indefensible. You can't cover me. Maybe put 12 guys out there. And he's having fun going back and forth. And they didn't tell me during the meeting, you can't say this.
Shut it down.
But I go on. This is back when I was doing preseason TV.
Yeah.
So this is prior to even the radio.
This is this year?
No.
Oh, this
is prior
back
to radio.
Years. Okay.
So I've been doing a radio call for 6 years. So this is about 7 years ago.
I go on, and I'm talking about, yeah, Rob's great seeing Rob, and he was so open to meetings. And this is after he had, like, two big catches down the seams Brady hit him on early in the preseason. And I'm like, yeah, he just told us in the production meeting he's pretty much indefensible. That if you're a defensive coordinator, good luck unless you got 12 guys out there. Like, how can you cover him? He goes, you can't. Like, he knows that, and he wants to say that, but it's funny. Like, all these comments takes me back 7 years ago to what he told me in a production meeting.
So because he's too comfortable with Scott Zolak is no longer allowed to talk
like,
to him.
You can't. He goes, don't ask me any more of those questions. Like, you can't do it. Because, like, I guess Bill started one of the next meetings with the commentary from the broadcast. They're very aware of all that. So, Rob, he can't cover you, huh?
Of you on preseason TV.
Yeah.
Mentioning his comments.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, this is 7, 8 years ago. I don't do the TV anymore. Pretty damn good at it, but you know, who knows? Maybe we can put both together. Package it up. TV and radio. Who knows?
I don't want to have to listen about how I went back to 2013.
Doesn't want to have to listen to that.
That was 5 years ago, right? Wow.
So we've got him talking about how he feels physically, not himself, mocking the fact that he can't talk about 2013 because...
But maybe I should
of who
have
he
said
works
that,
for know, and yeah. who his boss yeah. is. And then there was November when he talked about the Brandon Cooks celebration. Remember when Brandon Cooks rode him like a horse?
Yeah. Whoosh. Piggyback.
Here he is talking
it's
about
like my,
that.
It's like my avatar with Mike Reese on my back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob, the Patriots haven't been making full use of the more relaxed celebration rules this year, but at following the final touchdown of the game, it looked like Brandon Cooks appeared to hop on your back and ride you like a racehorse. How did that particular scene come about?
That was not planned or anything, and we got yelled at. We're not allowed to talk about celebrations. That's what we got told, but I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't, because I'll get in trouble. So I don't know what to do. So it just happened on the spot. It wasn't planned. We'll just keep it there.
Twice. Twice in the season, he mocked the rules. He did. That's what he's doing there, because that's who he is. He's a fun-loving guy, and he's like,
what's that more fun?
You got to be kidding me. Yeah. For once, we celebrate a big touchdown. We celebrate a win.
You got our boss cut off on that one.
Fun, and between the time the game ended and the time he stepped up to the podium, he had already been chastised and in trouble with the head coach and told to shut up and not talk about it. And so here he is telling you, revealing to you for the second time in the season – that, hey, I can't talk about this because I'm playing by Bill's rules. Twice he had done that and openly revealed that he would either had been in trouble or would be in trouble. Both occasions. And I think we should look at that a little differently now.
He's trying to tell you without telling you.
I wonder if you looked at the year before with Martellus Bennett kind of just being open, out there, open, talking about everything. It's like, well, why can't I do that?
He had a ball with him.
Why can't I do what Martellus Bennett did the year before?
Because I think Gronk is viewed differently than Bennett. In a funny way, in a weird way, it's almost like if you know you were going to sign Bennett, you somehow had to put up with the imagination agency and how aloof he is at times. Because you know what you're getting into. You've had Gronk from day one. So you're trying to rein him in. What do fans think? Fans want more fun with Gronk, right? I mean, you want to see that a little bit more.
So let's get back to this question. If you are Bill Belichick and you say to Gronkowski and Brady, what is it that you guys want? What should that answer be? What would it be? And should Bill give in? Also, some sound from post-Super Bowl with Rob Gronkowski right after the game being asked specifically, is the physical toll why you are considering retirement? He gave an answer on this. I didn't remember it. You didn't remember it. But it exists. We have the audio, and we'll get to it coming up.
Good.
Are they aliens?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rod, what would make you retire?
I'm not ready for these type of questions right now. I mean, I'm just going to sit down, reflect on the season. Probably talk to my teammates. We fought all year long. All the receivers, running backs, linemen. I mean, we put all the work in together, so... Well, I'm just going to reflect on the season, proud of the boys, and just see what happens.
But you're human. Was it the concussions? Is that kind of a concern to you at this point in your life?
No.
So it's not the concussions. That we know. Dan Roach, who was in here this morning, pointed that out to us. He said, well, if there is something that's bothering him, it's not going to be the concussions that force him to contemplate things. It'll be everything else.
Job, Roachy.
So if you're Bill...
That was the only concrete answer in that whole thing.
Yes.
Wishy-washy, concussions? No.
No, no, that's not it. I'm going to talk to my teammates, though.
That's important. Because there's a lot of people that are under the assumption that hit by Church in the AFC Championship game that knocked him in the next week has got him thinking, do I want to put my brain through this? That was a quick no. Put that one to bed, people. Move on.
Yeah.
Not that hit. Played pretty good in the Super Bowl.
Pretty well. He looked good.
Didn't seem like any ill effects from that.
No, didn't look that way.
Been hit harder.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number for you. I just wonder if Bill Belichick were to go to Brady and Gronkowski today and say, what is it that you guys want? Is it just Guerrero? I think we've made the mistake of saying all along, you give him Guerrero back, everything's going to be fine. I'm starting to think otherwise. This seems like it goes beyond just having the trainer in the room, at least for Gronkowski. He wants to ride around with Brandon Cooks on his back. He wants to
Yeehaw!
Talk about Luke Kuechly in 2013.
He does like the back thing. You know, like he jumped on Shaq's back. Like that probably went through his head. Hey, I want to be Brandon, man.
And maybe for Brady it is just a Guerrero thing, but he's got more access to Guerrero in the facility than anybody. So I think this goes beyond just Guerrero, and I think we're starting to learn that in the case of Gronkowski. This is about his ability to talk and have fun and be himself.
It'll be Gronk.
He wants to be Gronk. He doesn't want to conform to Bill Belichick's way of doing things.
But to the coach's credit, he's been the same guy for 20 years. It's not like this is anything new with Bill.
So now Brady expanding the brand. Gronk wants to expand his brand.
Well, didn't he have the brand before Brady really started with the TB12 stuff?
Not to this
Gronk
extent.
Nation, really? Selling the heavy phones or the heavy footballs that you can't even catch and throw that play music? Like the Gronk ball. Gronk fitness. Gronk crunch.
Yeah, and I just think that Bill Belichick doesn't give a crap about their brands. And you know what? That's good. He's not supposed to give a crap about their brands.
And that's what's steady about Bill. But
he's supposed to care about winning.
Okay, but something's coming to head with all this. What's coming to head? It's the players. It's these two. These two are really starting to separate. Like there is a distinct separation to the planet player thing that Giardi talks about.
I would just say that when you start caring more about your brand and being Gronk instead of winning football games, are you really what the Patriots are all about anymore? Because the Patriots are not about that.
I don't see anybody else making plays like those two did against
Eagles. I understand that. I'm just saying, though.
If you juggle that, I think Brady juggles it fantastically. I don't know how he does it. I mean, he deals with a lot. You know that guy's demands? I mean, my God. And maybe it's starting to wear mentally. It just stuff wears on
but
you.
But if you start caring more about your brand and having fun more than actual who you're playing for and winning football games, that's a problem, though.
Yeah.
That is. If that's what you care more about. It's different when you're saying, hey, I care about getting Guerrero in here. And this is where I do sort of side with Gronkowski and Brady. Hey, Guerrero makes me feel good. It makes me be a better player on Sundays. And that helps us win games because, I just had my 14th back surgery over here. And I've never felt better after one of these than when I worked with this guy. And he has me feeling good. And I want to be at my very best on Sundays to win games. That's one thing. It's another if you just want to screw around on Instagram and, I don't know, have your brand. And do what? I don't know. It just seems like that is something entirely different. That's not about football. That's not about winning games. Guerrero is about physically how these guys feel to perform at their best in the effort to win games.
Yeah.
And that's where I can kind of see their side. This other crap, though, get lost.
I've seen this.
I'm on Team Bill for that stuff.
I've seen this over the years, too, with Willie McGinnis was the first guy to hitch his wagon to Guerrero. You see the Paxton Lynch stuff from out in Denver? All of a sudden in your third year, you think you're at a crisis. You're at this point in the road. Now all of a sudden he hires Guerrero to train him because he's like, I might not be in the league anymore if I don't fix what I do or the way I feel. So Paxton Lynch has hired Guerrero full time now. How's that work? How do you get out there? How do you go back and forth? What's he here training? He's probably here staying at the damn hotel training at TB12. I'm serious. That's something to dig in, you local reporters. It's all this and that. You want something new. You got people coming in here.
Paxton Lynch is hanging out in Foxborough right now?
Couldn't be in Denver.
We can go
he's
see
training
him.
With him. We know that.
So,
Guerrero's the key to finding the next quarterback.
I don't think he's very good. Anyway, Paxton Lynch. But that's for another day.
Drinking beers at Bar Louie on a Thursday night? How do we know this?
But I just remember I remember Guerrero being sort of just the masseuse for Willie and these guys. But the training part of it has grown. And I think that's...
Paxton Lynch is living in, like, the Renaissance in Patriot Place.
Well, where the hell do you think he's going to be? What, you think Guerrero's going to live in Denver?
This is unreal. So he recently flew to Orlando, Florida to work with Guerrero, and in April he's coming up to work with him in Foxborough.
Yeah, I took a shot of tequila with Paxton Lynch at Scorpion Bar.
We didn't make this up. This is out there.
We could go bowling.
I know.
Man, we could go bowling with him. Hey, we go to Splitsville.
Troy is in Dorchester. Troy, what do you got?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So I would think that over the course of Gronk's been playing for 8 years and now Tom's been playing for, 18 or something like that, 17? There's no way that Bill Belichick cannot lighten up, you know? Like, and that's probably what they're feeling like, congratulating guys on the way out of town. Like, man, it's about time you got away from the bad guy, you know? Like, even though he's winning and all that good stuff, like, man, it's just something's got to be said for just lightening up 1 year out of the 20 you've been there. You know what I mean? Having a good time for a little while, it's not going to kill you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Troy. Bill Belichick's good time is winning the Super Bowl. That's all he wants. That's his good time. It's a job. It's work. He's been completely consistent in his approach for a very long time. He's been coaching in this league for 40-plus years. He's not going to change. And what he does works. You may not like it. It's a different approach than other places. But nobody in this current era of the NFL has been more successful than him. Nobody. So his methods work. So if they do view him as the bad guy, that's taking it too far. You can have disagreements. You can be upset about how certain things are handled. But I think things have sort of become unraveled the way it's been so public with Gronkowski and Brady. Steve's in Weston. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Is it possible that maybe Brady and Gronk are still a little upset for the sacrifice that they make for Belichick to put his ego in front of the team in the biggest game of the year? I mean, why is it? It could be just as simple as that. I mean, the Patriot way goes out the window when you don't give your team the best chance to win, right? Because he didn't do that in the Super Bowl. I'm not saying he lost the Super Bowl, but he was willing to lose the Super Bowl by not playing Butler. He was willing to do it. Brady has been literally giving up salary and giving up everything for how many years now? They don't know Bill Belichick a damn thing. Thanks.
Okay, Steve. Interesting point. We'll pick it up in 90 seconds after these headlines. We've got open phone lines as well, 617-779-0985.